Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another exciting episode of Gotham Talk. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about Season 2, Episode 13, A Dead Man of Steel. I'm sorry. A Dead Man Feels No Cold. That is the Gotham episode that aired this week, so hopefully you guys can join us. We are live right now for the next 30 minutes. Our call-in number, yes, you can call into the show. It is 347-637-3821. Again, that number is 347-637-3821. That's our hotline, so you could call in and be part of the show. All right, let's get to the phones. We have one caller on. It's from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt the Legend. I'm getting so hyped for Batman v Superman. Love Gotham, by the way.
Wait.
So amazing.
Gotham is so cool.
Yes, it was so freaking good. I mean, wow. Hugo Strange.
And when I say cool,
yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
Oh, yeah. Freaking fucking Mr. Freeze. Oh, my God. It was so crazy, Jesus.
I'd really say cool. Fuck
you, Arnold Schwarzenegger. This guy, Victor, does it
Can't
so
even
good.
Compare it.
No. In your face, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Put Batman and Robin. Go destroy your Batman and Robin DVD and flush it down the toilet.
Yeah, but it never existed.
Yeah. And B.D.
Wong
is doing...
There's a lot of people. I agree.
Yeah. B.D. Wong is doing so good as Hugo Strange. I mean, God.
He is the best.
He's becoming a fan favorite. I was kind
of glad
Supergirl was a repeat this week, because it's kind of hard when they're on the same time.
All right, so we're talking about, you know, Rise of the Villains, or Wrath of the Villains, as Gotham is titling this episode 13 of Season 2 of Gotham, A Dead Man Feels No Cold. Now, a couple of the other DC properties on TV, such as Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, and DC Legends of Tomorrow, those have been all renewed. Now, the one we still have not heard from is Gotham. Now, Matt, let me ask you, do you think Fox will renew another season, which will be Season 3 of Gotham?
I hope so, because we got to see Bruce become Batman at some point. We need a Batman on the show, because with all these villains coming up, because Batman's going to be coming on the show at some point. We just know it, because the way we saw Bruce, I felt it in my nerd mind.
Dude, I was getting goosebumps
Batman.
When he was training.
Yes, with Alfred, and that he wanted to kill the man who murdered his parents. And
Matches Malone.
Episode,
we still have not seen him yet, so I'm sure he's coming up quick.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. Man,
all right,
Gotham
so you think Fox will renew it. So that's good. That's good. I also hope that Fox will renew and they see that they have a gem, especially with the whole DC universe about to explode onto the silver screen coming March 25th.
I know, I can't wait.
Over here in L.A., Matt, it is Curse of Batman versus Superman. There's tons of publicity.
I've been going bonkers like crazy.
Everywhere. Especially if you go down by Warner Brothers Studios, they have usually they have posters of their upcoming release, and they're all different. Now it's like all of them, and they probably have like a good, I want to say 10 posters. It's pretty much all Batman versus Superman, like, and they're huge. I'm gonna try to take some pictures then. Twitter.
Oh, I know. I got some pictures.
It's crazy. There's a tons of Batman versus Superman posters on like construction sites.
I saw it at AMC, and with a good friend of mine, me and my friend John got a picture with a few special friend of mine one day. We got a good picture in front of a big poster of it. And
yeah.
Soon on opening day, I'm trying to get a very, very special group of people to go with me.
Well, that'd be great. And hopefully you can call in and report to us of how your screening's going.
Well, I hope we go. We're trying to get it going, but I got my
Did you buy your
ticket
tickets
for,
yet?
Yep, I got my ticket, and I'm saving up to $46, and I'm going to go like probably go see it like 20 times.
There you go.
All
right, so back to Gotham. We're going to be talking about A Dead Man Feels No Cold. I'm going to read the synopsis here so we can start talking about the episode. We're back at Arkham Asylum. Professor Strange begins overseeing intense treatment meant to reduce Oswald Cobblepot's aggressive tendencies. Upon learning that Nora is being sent to the medical wing at Arkham Asylum, Victor Fries builds an armor suit. Fries arrives at the asylum, and after fighting through security and the police, he manages to escape with Nora. Elsewhere, Bruce Wayne researches a lead, believing to have discovered that the man who killed his parents is Patrick Matches Mahone. James Gordon, Dr. Fries, will return to his home laboratory in order to freeze Nora, and the police surround Fries' home to find that Gordon is correct. In the laboratory, Nora blames herself for the deaths of Fries caused. Fries attempts to cryogenically freeze her, only to learn that Nora switched the formula when he wasn't looking.
That
was a pretty sad scene, right?
Yeah, very intense.
Kind
of
felt for
Mr.
Freeze at that moment.
That was very sad.
And,
her
arm like crumbling.
And then he froze himself, and then
he tried to commit suicide.
But then, in the classic comic booky at the end there, Hugo Strange had something to do with it, with him finally becoming the real Mr. Freeze. But I love his space type suit of Mr. Freeze. That was the true Mr. Freeze. I was like, F it,
it's
Arnold
like
Schwarzenegger.
Ripped off the comic books, literally.
Yes, yes, it was. I can't wait to see the full on Mr. Freeze suit and how Hugo Strange is going to work with him and how to bring back the dead. I saw Jerome in one of those glass cases on Hugo Strange is bringing back from the dead.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Was it at the very end? Was it that shot?
Yes. It showed Penguin. It showed Fish Mooney.
Yeah. And who else?
Fish Mooney's coming back.
So Nora dies at the result of switching the formula. Distraught by Nora's death, Fries attempts to take his armor off so that he can surrender to the police. In the process, he accidentally cryogenically freezes himself. Oh, so by him taking off the suit, he accidentally freezed himself. See, the way I saw it, I thought he committed suicide.
Yeah, me too. I go, God, what the hell are you doing? I thought you were going to go to the police.
Yeah. Oh,
and
so see, that wasn't clear. That wasn't clear then. I have to go back and watch it because I thought he committed suicide. But here in the description, it says he accidentally cryogenically freezes himself by taking off the armor.
Yeah, so I guess he must wear that armor.
Right. And then it says Freeze is publicly denounced dead despite having survived the process. Freeze wakes up in Indian Hill to discover that he can no longer survive outside the sub-zero temperatures. Freeze meets Professor Strange, who offers him an alliance as a fellow scientist. Fries states that he wishes he died with Nora, but Strange assures Fries that this could be a new beginning for him. Crazy episode. We definitely saw the rise of Mr. Freeze. And what a great start to one of these like supervillains that has abilities now.
It was great. Where are the other callers?
Yeah. All right. Joe. So, Matt, let's go to you. What was your favorite scene of this week's episode of Gotham?
I have to say I did like the Mr. Freeze scenes, and I did like where they were like putting Penguin in the type of virtual reality type thing, or mind control, or whatever they were trying to do to him. Was it mind control?
I believe they were trying to do to him. Yeah.
And then when we saw
What about that doctor? The other Doctor Strange's what was her name? Petty.
Patty Stivett. Just kidding.
Penelope. Was it Penelope?
Yeah.
Or
Patrudy. We saw Barbara lying in a coma.
Crazy.
Oh, shit.
I know.
We saw Barbara.
I know.
She's gonna come back.
Very scary.
I have a crazy theory. She's gonna come back as a
zombie.
Oh my,
come on! They
Harley
put her
Quinn.
Right next to Barbara. That's crazy.
Yes, I thought Barbara was going to wake up and try to kill Leslie Tompkins again. I mean, gosh, I'm getting sick and tired of Barbara.
I know. We're so done with her. All right, well, we have a new caller from Maricode 469. Who is this?
Chris from Kendall. What up?
Hey, man.
Chris. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. How's it going?
Been a while.
What's up, Chris? How's that bottle going?
Good.
That is getting too tight.
So we're talking about A Dead Man Feels No Cold, and that was the fall and rise of Mr. Freeze. Did you watch this week's episode?
I did. I liked the transformation at the end and the way he looked. That was really cool.
Such a good origin story, right?
Yeah, and he looked really cool after he woke up and he thought he was dead. That was really cool. I kind of wish they would have, finished that story instead of, waking him up, whatever. But because his wife is dead, I mean, you know, how is that going to happen?
Well, what do you mean? What does that mean? His wife is dead, and why should he discontinue?
Well, I mean, we saw the wife died. You know what I mean? Like, he changed the icicle. And he was kind of coming apart. So I'm sure he's completely done. But at the same time, he has no other reason to leave, you know? Like, the way he ended himself. So I kind of feel maybe they should have finished with that. And then maybe later come up with another, you know, another one with a different reason. Well, I don't know, something like that. But all right.
All right, cool. All right. Well, that's not too shabby. And tell us, what was your favorite scene in this week's episode?
The scene with Gordon and Penguin. I think that was good. And, yeah, like,
that
he
was
totally last light for you, you know, and you know, you killed Galvan, and then Strange was looking on the TV, so now he knows.
Yes.
You know, Jim Gunn's secret. And yeah, I feel like Jim could have showed a little compassion to Penguin and be like, hey,
right,
because
remember,
now
Hugo Strange knows that the Penguin lied for Mr. Gordon.
Yeah.
Remember the surveillance video that he was playing back?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Little snitch. No. All right.
Why did Jim have to be the one to kill Galavan? I mean, Galavan did not do that much to hurt him.
Well,
I mean,
wasn't Gallagher in one of those dead tubes that Dr. Strange had at the end?
Yeah.
He was in one
he
of those, right?
Bring back Galavan.
Yeah,
I think he's
going to
bring back Galavan. I don't want Galavan to come back. I didn't like him very much because I'm enjoying this
me
new
neither.
Arc right now.
That was
I
so annoying.
Yeah, me too. But I am so enjoying this new arc right now, guys. I mean, it is just so amazing what Gotham is doing. So
I mean, come on. We now have Mr. Freeze, and coming up next, we have a couple other rogues gallery from Batman. Who are you guys more looking forward to as they reveal each, you know, villain from Batman's rogue gallery? Let's go to you, Chris. Who else are you looking forward to villain to show up on Gotham?
Actually, I'm looking forward for the lady, Miss Mooney. Was it Wednesday, her name?
Fish Mooney?
Yeah, I hear she's going to come back. I'm very excited about that.
Okay.
Yeah,
she was my fan favorite. I definitely started to like her. And a lot of people started to sway away from her, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why. They just got annoyed really right away. What's going on with Butch? We didn't see him in this episode. Or did I miss it?
Yeah, I wonder where Butch was. No, Butch wasn't in the episode.
Yeah, well, what do you think going on with Butch? Now that, what's her name?
He's in charge of Gotham with,
Tigress
or... Is it Tigress or... Yeah. I don't know what's going on with Butch.
Yeah, we didn't
see
Butch.
Because they do have a plan after Gallivan.
I know. That's going to be interesting how it's all going to tie in. And, of course, the Penguin, and it's going to be one of Strange's minions, you know, once they break him down. I definitely loved all of the Arkham Asylum scenes with the Penguin and him in a straitjacket.
Cool.
I'm like, wow, that looks like straight up from a comic book.
And then when they were playing the game, Duck Duck Goose, that was
the Duck
freaky.
Duck Goose, yep. And
every time
like
they're in the Arkham Asylum scenes, those are so freaky.
Yeah, they are. They are.
All the crazy people in there.
All around, it was a great episode. It was a great ride.
Yeah.
So kudos to the writing staff. It looks like that long break is definitely making up for lost time because, wow, what a big break that was. But it looks like Gotham is back on track, and it's kind of fun. We get a twofer on Mondays with Supergirl and Gotham. So once we're back next week, Supergirl.
Legends of Tomorrow, there's no new episodes until March 31st.
March 31st, yeah. So that's taking a break. So a lot of these shows are taking breaks here and there, and so next week, we only have Gotham and Supergirl. How about that?
And then the following week is DC Week.
Oh, DC Week. Just so you guys know, I'm going to have at least 2 or 3 podcasts every day up until the release of Batman versus Superman. So I'll try to make up a schedule.
I'm on vacation that week.
Great. I'll make up a schedule, and then that way you guys know what day, what time, what show, and hopefully you guys could join us on DC Week starting that that Monday before
are
the movie Batman vs. Superman.
Are we going to do our special Man of Steel audio commentary?
Yeah, we'll do one of those again, definitely that weekend. That'll be a lot of fun. We can do the commentary. And then also Smallville Talk, we're going to have one of those shows around DC Week.
Cool.
We're celebrating the 200th episode of Smallville Talk, so I'll have some freebies and giveaways, so we're going to have a party on that show because Smallville Talk,
nice.
The flagship of all my podcasts, has now reached 200 episodes, so I'm really excited about that.
There.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully some of the old callers from Smallville can call in. That'll be kind of fun, like having a little mini reunion.
You need to make them call. Contact
you need
them.
To make them call
I'm going to force them to call, yeah. I'm gonna definitely
like
threaten
Like Movie World, like, I remember when Movie World called in. Like, we had all those callers, Jesus, like, way back in the day.
Oh, my gosh.
I was your first caller. Back in Salvation,
crazy.
I called in like in every episode. Like I tried to call in like crazy, and then my mom.
And remember,
was, like,
sometimes
in the other
they would get like so packed where you can't even call
yes.
in.
Yes,
I know.
And, then at the end
and I'm like,
night,
I'm sorry, guys. Whoever can't get in, I'm so sorry.
And remember, sometimes you would like hear my mom in the other room and say, "Matt, keep it down."
All right.
Yeah.
Wow, it's been a long time. All right,
yeah.
Cool. So let's talk about, again about Gotham. I want to open the floor to you, Chris. Anything Gotham that you want to bring up to the group?
Bruce Wayne. He was cold this week. And
oh, yeah. We saw a whole Bruce Wayne. You're right.
Yeah, and he was like, I was not scared. I felt alive. And, you know, kind of he's starting to become that person who's going to be Batman. And so I think, you know, I mean it's good in another way, but at the same another way, it's not good because if you look at the age, he's so young. You know what I mean? I kind of feel like he's...
Yeah, do you think it's still too early?
Too early for... Yeah, I think it's a little bit too early. I think he needs to... He's too obsessed right now. You know what I mean? I think like...
Because I know Matt... Now, if it looks... Right?
Yeah, I think it is a bit too early. I mean, I think it is cool they're showing a bit of the Batcave.
Yeah.
But season 4. They need to wait till like at least mid season 4 for him to like go off and do real training with Ra's al Ghul. Like bring in the real Ra's al Ghul in season 4.
Yeah.
Have Liam
That'd
Neeson
be great.
To come in season 4 cuz he
there
did say I would come in and be Ra's al Ghul. I am Rachel Ghoul in season 4.
See? There you go.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anything else, Chris?
I think about that. I mean, I like that, you know, everybody's like, no, you cannot kill him. You know, you do not want
Remember
that
Alfred? Alfred
so,
made that promise?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? Don't kill
him. Let me kill him. Alfred said, don't kill him, Master Bruce. Let me kill him.
And then what do
then
we see Bruce doing
cat.
Right after? He's trying to
he's
get a gun.
I knew he was going to get Selena,
He's going to ask
I thought he was
going to
ask Selena, you kill him.
And then she goes, I have a gun. And then but no matter what, I think he's going to kill this guy who killed my parents.
Yeah.
No matter what, he's going to kill this guy.
Well, it looks like next week
like
we will be getting a glimpse of Matches Malone, which will be interesting. Do you guys think we're ready to solve the case of who killed the Wayne? So let's go to you, Chris.
I don't know. I think they're going to stress that out for a while. I don't think it's
you think not yet. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Matt?
Well, I think that they should save it till when he finally becomes close to becoming Batman.
Okay, so not right now. Don't end the storyline as of yet.
Yeah, because I did see it in one of the promos that Bruce just goes to the guy's door and says, I'm Bruce Wayne, you killed my parents, and then that's it.
So, yeah, next week is going to be definitely a jaw-dropper as Bruce Wayne finally meets Matches Malone. Very interesting. I've read that he is also part of the Batman canon in the comic books. Have you guys, before this episode, have you guys heard of, or this season, have you guys heard of Matches Malone before?
No.
Let's go to you, Chris. You're a comic book reader.
No.
You never heard of Matches Malone?
Mm-mm.
All right. What about you?
Wonder
man?
Why Joe's not. No, I wonder why Joe didn't call in tonight.
He's busy tonight. I think he went on a date or something.
He texts me about that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. Matt, anything Gotham that you want to talk about?
I just think it's a great series. I am so happy it's back. Props to the Gotham writers for this episode. I can't wait for the upcoming episodes. And hope it does good for the rest of the season. I do so hope it gets renewed for season 3.
I sure do, because it's one of those shows that is so different from the other DC shows. Because I think out of all of them, this one's the darkest.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I do like the darkness in the show, and It just keeps
trying
to show.
It's kind of
so
great
because cool.
You go, you know, from Sunshine Supergirl to Dark Gotham. Definitely a
Sunshine,
huge contrast
Supergirl.
Between the two. Yeah,
Sunshine,
you got the Sunshine
Supergirl.
And then, yeah, and then you got the,
yeah, first,
you know,
I watch Sunshine Supergirl, and then I go watch Gotham in my DVR, and it gets all dark.
There you go. There you go. There you go. All right. Anything else, Matt, that you want to talk about Gotham?
No, I just think it's a cool series, and I just hope we get a lot more young Bruce Wayne in the upcoming episodes.
Matt, did I ask you who are you looking forward to as the villain? You know, upcoming upcoming villains that they haven't showed any.
No, actually, I'd like to see Bane. I'd like to see more of the Riddler, actually. More of the Riddler talking to himself, like seeing the other weird guy.
He has to shine.
He's got to. More again, because I loved it earlier this season.
Yeah.
And more,
I totally
Mr.
agree.
Freeze. Seeing, like, a,
oh,
a
he's
different
such
version.
A badass now. You know,
yes.
Arnold kind of killed Mr. Freeze for me, but after this week, I'm like a huge Mr. Freeze fan now. Like,
yeah,
wow,
me
that
too.
Was such a cool origin story. Whoever wrote that, and I'm going to look it up who wrote it, because I'm going to give him props, because, I mean, when you write a really good episode like that, yeah, you definitely want some praise, because you, I mean, you could tell
the
writers are fans of the Batman mythos. So it's not like they're just trying
this
to
is like a
rewrite
Batman,
history
Batman
or anything.
Mythos series. I mean, I just love how they're going out there with the Batman methodic the villain. It's just so good.
All right, so this episode was written by, let's see, drum roll.
Me.
Their name, Chris from Kandor. Look at that.
Yeah.
No. The writer is Seth. His name is Seth Boston. That's the writer of this week's episode, A Dead Man Feels No Cold. And it was directed by Eagle Eggleston. There you go. E.E. and S. Boston. And let's see, the ratings kind of went up also on this one. Last week, the ratings were 4.12 million viewers. And this week is 4.5 million viewers.
Wow.
So it went up 400,000 viewers. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, all those people watching it on the East Coast and the South Coast, that's amazing.
Yeah, I think this is one of its, let's see, I'm looking at season 2's track record, and it looks like, it's right under the premiere of season 2 of Gotham. All right, cool. So let's see, Matt from Florida, give us your shout-out as we wrap up the show.
Great show, good podcast tonight, and I'll be on DC Legends Talk.
Yes, coming up, we're doing DC Legends Talk, so we're talking about DC Legends of Tomorrow. Thank you, Matt. Chris from Kandor, give us your shout-out, sir.
Hey, thanks for calling in. I mean, thank you. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Have a good night, sir.